the breakout gadget of 2010. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. What will the cool kids be buying next year? Technology industry analyst Rob Enderle has his money on tablet computers, probably from Apple.
It's everything that the iPhone is and that the iPod Touch is, except with a larger screen, which makes it much better for viewing the web and for actually viewing videos. The screens on the iPod and the Apple phone are just a little small for really enjoying video content, and this should fix that. I've had a chance to play with some of the prototypes, and it looks very compelling.
Not anything from Apple, obviously.
Yeah, no, if I had a chance to play with an Apple tablet and told you about it, they would come over and break my knees and toss me out a window. So, yeah, no, not that one.
Are you persuaded that there will be an Apple tablet in 2010, though?
Yeah, it seems a little doubt. They've cornered the market on parts that look like they would only work in this kind of a device. And so a lot of us are watching it pretty closely.
What kind of marketing message is necessary to persuade people that they need to buy a tablet? Because right now I hear a lot of skepticism out there about whether consumers really want something like this.
Well, it's really the true web in your pocket. I mean, the idea that you can get your Hulu TV programs, your YouTube, your full web page where it's rendered relatively well. I mean, when you get down to a small display, it's very difficult to work on a website that was really designed for a laptop computer. You get to a tablet, it's vastly easier. And so this marketing message that says now you can work wherever you are, you've got decent battery life, you can do the things that you otherwise would be tied to your desk to do or would have to carry a heavy laptop to do, you can now do in one of these portable devices.
To me, that sort of just sounds like a netbook message.
It is, but the issue with the netbook is it's still quite a bit bigger. You're not going to pocket a netbook. The battery life on a netbook is still pretty abysmal, given the all day requirement of a smartphone. This kind of gives you the promise of a netbook in something that's much more portable that will be always connected. These will roll out with something we're calling 4G or the next generation of wireless technology, which is cheaper and faster. And all of that combined gives us that perhaps perfect storm product that delivers on the promise of the netbook, the promise of the smartphone, the promise of some of these earlier devices, and that does so in one single device that could become, as I say, the perfect storm device. You know, until it happens, we can't be sure, but it looks like if this is successful, that's where we're going.
Would you anticipate then an Apple tablet to be pocketable, as you called it? I sort of envisioned them as being bigger than that.
It's pocketable if you've got big pockets. I mean, you can put it in a jacket pocket. You could easily put it in a woman's purse. Not so much in your front pocket, but realize that even though the iPhone and iPod Touch were kind of sort of pocketable, if you put them in the wrong pocket and sat down, they actually snap pretty nicely in half. So less pocketable than those devices are, but as I was saying, I wouldn't argue they're all that pocketable either, at least not in your pants pockets. But much more portable than that book. You actually put it in a jacket pocket, put it into a purse easily without taking up a whole lot of room.
Rob, thanks a lot for your time.
My pleasure.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye.
Rob Enderle is principal analyst with the Enderle Group. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.